You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at wqcs.org. Baseball may be called America's pastime, but as Kenrick Thomas tells us, for some, softball is the game of choice on the Treasure Coast, and many of these adult players never took to the diamond as a child.
If you visit Sandhill Crane Park in Port St. Lucie, you will see several softball teams competing against each other for their chance at the playoffs. This is a men's Division E softball league, and family members watch from the bleachers cheering on their team. It's a competition, but some players from the Sons of Pitches team consider this sport more than just winning a championship.
Since I've joined this team, I'd say camaraderie and brotherhood has probably been number one.
Justin Yabon wears a blue and white baseball cap. He looks mid-age but provides plenty of energy for his team. He believes playing softball is all about having fun, and he treats his teammates like family members.
It's like a brotherhood, and anytime we can set somebody up and have some fun, we definitely do.
Yabon first became a part of the Sons of Pitches as a temporary player, but he enjoyed the family atmosphere and decided to become a permanent player.
We were asked to play a long time ago as a sub. A team was short, so that was a long time ago, and been playing ever since.
Some consider Jim Evans the mentor for the players on the team. He has a slim physique with a gray beard and mustache, and he stands nice and firm when he's on the softball field. He's played for plenty other teams, but didn't find the bond as strong as the Sons of Pitches.
I played with a bunch of guys up north, and, you know, we were close. We played well together, but nothing like it is here. Here, like I said, they're more like family than anything, and you form such a good bond real quick.
The strong bond between his teammates was helpful when Evans recently went through some personal problems.
A major family issue where my best friend's son hung himself. These guys were all right here for me.
Evans feels like the family vibe is what got him through this tough tragedy.
You know, these guys all, as you can hear, we harass each other, but we still go in there and we have fun, win or lose.
Craig Brochman is the manager of Sons of Pitches. He's mostly known for wearing his dark shades, and he has a go-getter mentality. His competitive attitude led him to forming his own softball team, and now he visions Sons of Pitches being around for years.
Well, what happened was about 2 years ago, I decided to put the team together in order to have one that will continue on for years. And we're looking for guys who want to go out, have fun, and basically be competitive.
Brochman's team has helped him stay positive when he was dealing with his health issues.
Dramatically died cancer, and kept me going. Was knowing while I was in the hospital I was going to get up and go play ball, and kept on insisting to my doctors that I need to go play, and they kept on telling me, no, you can't. And even after, while I was doing chemotherapy, I would come out and still play.
The relationship the players have goes beyond the softball field, and that's the reason why they've affected each other's lives.
These guys are great. We come from all different walks of life, from all different parts of the United States, and we do things together. When we're not playing ball, we golf together, we hang out together. We're constantly on chat with each other throughout the day, every single day. It's definitely a brotherhood. It's a camaraderie we have with one another, and we truly do care about one another.
At the end of the game, the score on the board is less important than the bond they share with each other. For more information on the Sons of Pitches, follow the link on WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.